Today is Friday, December 6th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. More than a dozen people were arrested after a protest at a University's Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting. UW-Madison police say around 50 protesters disrupted the meeting at 8:30 on yesterday morning at the Gordon Dining and Events Center, and 19 in total were arrested and released. According to UW police, student affairs staff and police officers warned the group to stop, but they refused and continued the disruption. Officers eventually cleared the group from the room so the meeting could continue. The protest included pro-Palestinian student groups from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. The disruption lasted about 15 minutes. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff tomorrow in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 Americans who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the United States declaring war on Japan the next day and entering into World War II. The governor also proclaimed Saturday as Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. The Associated Press has learned that the Federal Bureau of Prisons is permanently closing its women's prison in California and will idle 6 facilities in a sweeping realignment after years of abuse, decay, and mismanagement. The agency informed employees and Congress Thursday that it plans to shutter the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California. In addition to closing FCI Dublin, the Bureau of Prisons is shuttering its minimum security prison camps in Pensacola, Florida, Duluth, Minnesota, and Morgantown, West Virginia. It is also suspending operations at minimum security satellite camps that are adjacent to federal prisons in Oxford, Wisconsin, Littleton, Colorado, and Loretto, Pennsylvania. The closures come amid an AP investigation that has uncovered, deep previously unreported flaws within the Bureau of Prisons. Before you start sending off holiday donations, be sure you're not handing your money to scammers. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says there are criminals who try to pose as legitimate charities. That includes fake websites, fake emails, and spoofing their phone calls to look like they're from the charity they're faking. If you're worried about the source of a charity and they are using the money Better Business Bureau's charity database at give.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the implementation of a new program to manage the brook trout population in the state, according to a press release. Wisconsin's cold water streams are a perfect habitat for the fish, but warming temperatures could threaten them over the coming years. Through the Brook Trout Reserves Program, DNR officials are encouraging residents to enroll their property in the stream bank easement program, plant trees along the streams to keep them cool, and join their local conservation group. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin and the ATF Madison Field Office are joining together to highlight the dangers of machine gun conversion devices, MCDs. The devices are an emerging threat, and law enforcement agents are increasingly finding them in Wisconsin. About an inch long, an MCD is an illegal aftermarket device that converts a semi-automatic firearm into a fully functioning machine gun. A firearm equipped with a machine gun conversion device is extremely dangerous, even for experienced firearms users, because it is difficult to control and is capable of firing 50 rounds in 4 seconds with a single pull of the trigger. To combat the rise of MCDs, U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea announced that his office is partnering with law enforcement agencies, including ATF, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Postal Service to implement a district-wide strategy. The strategy has three parts. The first is enforcement. The U.S. Attorney's Office will vigorously prosecute cases involving MCDs, although MCDs may be advertised as legal online to avoid law enforcement detection or to defeat internet advertising protocols. That is not true. The possession, manufacture, and or sale of MCDs is a federal crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. An MCD on its own is considered an illegal machine gun under federal law and cannot be possessed even without a firearm. The second is investigation. MCD guides have been provided for local law enforcement agencies and training on MCDs and ATF resources through the states that will be provided. Also, because many MCDs are shipped through the U.S. mail and other carriers, the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Postal Services are working with ATF to further identify packages potentially containing MCDs that were shipped to individuals involved in gun violence or affiliated with criminal gangs. And finally, education is part of the strategy. The U.S. Attorney's Office and ATF are reaching out to local media, Crime Stoppers groups, and local public health departments to get the word out about the dangers of MCDs. Medicare patients wishing to make a change to their coverage are reminded that tomorrow is the final day to make changes. Medicare open enrollment is underway and will close tomorrow. Medicare coverage is not a one-size-fits-all situation. Your plan should fit your needs. If you are having issues or concerns, visit Medicare.gov. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Shelley and Randy Schmidt.